Welcome to this podcast about Ibe's Landing and Whidbey Island in Washington State. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Ibe's Landing is a beach on the southwest coast of Whidbey Island on Admiralty Inlet in northern Puget Sound, about 45 miles north-northwest of Seattle and 2 miles south-southwest of Coopville, Washington. The landing is named for Colonel Isaac Ibe, who in 1850 filed a land claim under the Donation Land Claim Act and farmed what is now Ibe's Prairie. Like most of the Puget Lowland, this area is dominated by sediments and lacks bedrock exposures. Some of these sediments were deposited during the Olympia non-glacial period, which ended when ice of the Vashon State advanced about 19,000 years ago and covered this area with ice 3,900 feet to 4,300 feet thick. Around 16,850 years ago, the ice began retreating northward, forming the proglacial Lake Russell. By about 16,000 years ago, Lake Russell and the Strait of Juan de Fuca were connected. Evidence suggests that an ice margin stabilized at present-day Coopville, persisting long enough for till-like outwash deposits to accumulate and create Ibe's Prairie. The first humans arrived in the Puget Lowland around 10,000 years ago. They were the ancestors of the Coast Salish people, known on Whidbey Island as the Skagit, who had at least 3 permanent villages in Penn Cove on the island's eastern shore, including one near present-day Coopville. The Skagit and their neighbors fished and gathered shellfish in Penn Cove and throughout the Salish Sea. In nearby prairies and forests, they hunted game and birds and collected plants such as berries and camas bulbs, a vital food source when salmon were not spawning. They maintained open prairies with controlled burns to sustain native plants used for food and basket materials. Tribal communities held rights to specific areas, including prized blue camas meadows. European explorers arrived in the late 1700s and soon began exploiting the area's abundant natural resources. In 1850, the Donation Land Claim Act was passed, offering free land in the Oregon Territory to white migrants who occupied and cultivated it for at least 4 years. Settlers moving west quickly claimed the fertile prairies for farming, while the indigenous Skagit were moved to reservations. Colonel Isaac N. Ibe was one of the first permanent white residents on Whidbey Island. He originally went west from Ohio during the California Gold Rush, then headed north to the Oregon Territory. After arriving in the Puget Sound region, he worked for the U.S. Customs Service. In October 1850, he moved from Olympia to Whidbey Island and claimed 640 acres overlooking Admiralty Inlet. The rest of his family followed in 1854, including his wife and children, parents, siblings, and several cousins. Isaac and his brother Jacob established a highly productive homestead. Word of their success drew more settlers, and within a few years, the best prairie land on Whidbey Island was claimed. It was common among indigenous Northwest Coast peoples, including the Chinook, Coast Salish, Haida, Tsimshian, and Tlingit, to conduct slave raiding expeditions. Raiding parties traveled in large dugout canoes for up to 1,000 miles. The biggest of these could carry 100 warriors and their equipment. In 1856, the U.S. warship Massachusetts was called to defend the settlement at Port Gamble from a raiding party of Tlingit from Kwiu Island in southeast Alaska. The skirmish resulted in the deaths of 27 Tlingit, including a chieftain. A retaliatory raid led by a chieftain's brother then returned seeking Boston heads. The raiders stopped at Ibe's Landing, shot Isaac Ibe, beheaded him, and escaped before anyone could respond. In 1858, the Hudson's Bay Company vessel Beaver found Ibe's scalp at the Tlingit village of Cake, though it was not recovered until the following year by Captain Charles Dodd on the steamer Labouchere. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.